For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi-Adams.
Praise God. Welcome to church. Hallelujah. Officially, I want to thank every one of us. First of all, I would like to appreciate every one of us participating in the conference. Praise God. Hallelujah. Am I doing anything wrong? Okay. First of all, I want to thank the pastors for their unbelievable sacrifice to make sure that this conference was a success. And then they really paid a lot of price. We've been together praying, preparing, and sacrificing. Literally, everyone suspended his life. The Lord will bless you all in Jesus' name. The Lord will cause you to prosper. I want to really appreciate the choir. These guys have rehearsed back to back, and then you can see that the proof, hallelujah, the proof of that, we see anytime you see excellence, it's not only the anointing. It pays a lot of sacrifice, and then they have really paid a lot of sacrifice to be where they are, and then to be able to be a blessing to us. Thank you so much. God will bless you. Anytime I remember Okechukwu is a copper, I get angry because he's leaving very soon. Hallelujah. His drumming skills is really amazing. God bless every one of us in Jesus' name. The choir, the Lord, we will hear your voices. You will not just end in local joy in Jesus' name. I want to appreciate the media for changing the whole media. Everything of the media has changed. Hallelujah. You just need the right guys to make the changes. God will bless you guys in Jesus' name. The level of excellence you brought, God will make it happen for you. And all the members, thank you so much. Anytime I think that people wake up, take their bath, pay their transport, and come to hear us preach, and then attend the conferences, is really encouraging. And I want to tell every member of you that the Lord will bless you. The Lord will multiply you and cause you to increase. In Jesus' name. I want to appreciate a lot of us, every one of us that gave for the conference. Hallelujah. I know many of us gave and then sacrificed financially. The Lord will bless you. Thank you all for praying. And I really want to invite all of us to join department and unit. All we need is some ushers to be able to arrange, and then these things will be easier. In case you want to join the choir or any department, just let anyone know, and then it's going to happen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. All right, then finally, now, the month of July is almost ending. We have the last Sunday is dedicated for impartation. I said, let's bring the name of our companies, our businesses, and then we'll be praying over it. Okay. Let's bring our businesses, our companies by next month. Hallelujah. Praise God. Alright, so next Sunday, please, in case you have a business, you have something you want to do with your life, next Sunday is dedicated for impartation for financial successes. Hallelujah. Please bring them next week Sunday. But either you're attending the first or second service, anyone, you can come or be prayed for. Hallelujah. But this is the last time we'll be teaching on this topic, so I want our heart to be open in the name of Jesus Christ. In case you have a jot, I want you to write decisions that make life easy. Please, every one of us, I want us to write it down. Decisions that make life easy are hard to make and harder to keep. Decisions that will make your life easy are what? Hard. They are often hard to make, and then they are more harder to maintain. So you are making decisions that will change your life. I want to learn that it will be very, very hard to make certain decisions in your life. But then when you make them, your life will be easy. Hallelujah. And then it will become more harder to maintain. The Lord will help us all in Jesus' name. Now, this morning, the last session will be teaching on principles. And then what I'm sharing this morning will bless your life. Please, I want you to put your right hand on your head and say, let my mind open. In the name of Jesus, let my life change by this word that is coming. Let it energize me to take responsibility, to take action for my financial life in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So the topic this morning is what I have is enough. Job chapter 32 verse 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 3. And then 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13, our anchor scriptures, hallelujah. What I have is enough. What I have is enough, hallelujah. So we'll read Job 32 verse 18 together, and then 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 together, and then 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13. Are we done writing the scriptures? Okay, when we are done, let's read together. Are we set? All right, 1, 2, 3, let's go. For I am full of matter. Say, I am full of matter. I, Jotham Bobai Adams, am full of matter. The spirit within me constraineth me. Hallelujah. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3. 2 Peter 1 verse 3. Second Peter chapter 1 verse 3. Let's read together. According as his divine power hath, stay with me, hath, H-A-T-H, hath, given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us unto glory and virtue. Hallelujah. So God hath already, hath already given us everything that we need. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13. Let's just finish all the three before we start. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13. I am full of matter. God has given me. Hallelujah. Can we read together? 1, 2, 3, let's go. There has no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to what? Bear it. Let's read one more time for the last time. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to what? Bear it. So what I have is enough is our topic. I want to tell you 5 Bible truths. This message will be quick. Hallelujah. God always gives us all we need for every condition and situation in life. Now don't forget, we're talking about relating to your finances. God will always give us all we need for every condition and situation in life. We just said in 1 Corinthians 10, 13. Any situation of life you are in now, you'll have what it takes to move to the next level. Number 2, everything big started little. Every what? Not that some things, everything big, even though little can be relative, hallelujah. But everything big today started with something little. I want to tell you, I feel a prophetic atmosphere, and today, if you believe, somebody's life will change forever. Not just only by the prophetic word, but by the insight you will get. The Lord will open your mind, and then you will make decisions today, hallelujah. Now, Genesis chapter 9 from verse 18 to 19. Everything that we see today, big, started little, little. Genesis chapter 9 verse 18 to 19. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and the sons of Noah, they went forth out of the ark, that was after the destruction, were who? Shem, Ham, and what? Japheth. And Ham is the father of what? Canaan. Yes, 19, sir. These are what? The 3 sons of Noah, and of them was what? The whole earth overspread. That means after the destruction, only 3 people brought us to where we are. The millions, 7.8 or 9 billion people in the world came out of 3 people. Are you understanding it at all? Of the 7.9 people, 3, like they kept multiplying. From you, great things will come out. Now, God is faithful and fair to all. Some people will say you are born in a very, very wretched family. This is your true life situation. But the truth is the Bible says God is faithful to all. Since the Bible said it, we have to believe it. Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 9. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandment to what? 1,000 generations. In Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 11, the Bible says, the middle part of it says, time and chance happen to what? Them, of every one of us. There is a level of faithfulness that God has done. If you don't have a good voice, you have a good brain. If you don't have a good brain, you have what? You are beautiful. Okay, let me use ladies as example now. If you don't have dimple and open teeth, you are fair in color. If you are not fair in color, you have straight legs. If you don't have straight legs, you have figure eight. If you don't have figure eight, you have long ears and then you have a good accent. If you don't, there is something that God has given you as a lady, two of us, that others don't have. Is it true? So it's God faithful to all. In case you are complaining, you are too short. That is, your body is fitted. There is somebody that is tall and plumpy. Is that not true? In case you are tall and you are complaining, you are not fair. There is something you have that somebody doesn't have. There is something I have that somebody doesn't have. I may not have six packs. And I may not have the potential of six packs. But there is something I have that somebody doesn't have. So God is fair. You may not be from a rich family. But your parents may be godly and spiritual. Or God will have given you good siblings. You may not know that rich people that their brothers don't talk and they don't even relate. But you have brothers you can call and they can look for your back. Is it true? When you look around your life, there is something in your life, no matter how bad the situation is, that God shows his faithfulness. Praise God. In case you are not smart academically, you are very, very creative, or you have discipline, you are very, very tenacious. There's a character that God has shown in your life that is faithful. Even if you are from a divorced family, maybe your mother cares about you or your father cares. Something that God reveals his faithfulness. So God is faithful to every one of us. Hallelujah. Number four is that God expects us to start from where we are and rise to the top. Where you are is not the problem. I wish Pastor Ebenezer is around. See with that guy. All right. God expects us to start from where we are to rise to the top. Job chapter 8 verse 7. The level you are in now, where you are is not a challenge. Your problem, your condition is not a challenge. Hallelujah. But from where you are, God expects you to what? Rise. Where you are is never a problem. When you look at your account balance, when you look at your financial status, when you look at your relationship, when you look at things around you, hallelujah. It is not a challenge, but God expects you from there to what? Rise. The Bible says, though thy beginning was what? Small, yet thy latter end should greatly increase. So where you are now is not a problem, but hearing the word of God like this should help you to rise. And then this word is coming for your rising. Your end will be great. Your end will greatly increase. Bigger than that of your ancestors and parents. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Genesis 13 verse 14, God told Abraham, from where you are, stand and look. From where you are standing, hallelujah. Look at yourself where? Look at yourself as a manager. Look at yourself as what? Look at yourself in which country? Canada, Turkey, Zimbabwe, Ghana, Burkina Faso, hallelujah. Togo, Malawi. Many people want to go there. Don't know that. So from where you are, see it. Hallelujah. Personally, I'm one of the persons that don't want to go to Canada. Hallelujah. Just maybe we go and come back. I don't want to go to Canada. That's the truth. Hallelujah. But I want to go to Ghana. I want to go and see Bishop Dakar Mills. I want to go to Zimbabwe. I want to go and see Prophet Makandiwa. I don't want to go to the UK. I'll go and visit them and come back. The demons here are too much. Personally, I don't want to go. I'll just visit. But to one state, I don't want. Hallelujah. Yeah, so going to an African country is not a bad thing.
It's not what? Bad at all. But you want to go to Canada. Why do you want to go to Canada? To go and snap pictures.
Come back. Hallelujah.
But if you want to go there, you see yourself there. Hallelujah. But from where you are, it is possible to plot your graph there. That you don't enter there begging. You don't go there through the desert. You don't go through what again? Inside box of load. You arrive at the airport in your first class ticket. Pastor Chris said when he was young, and then he told himself that he will never go to a foreign country in a small way. He will always arrive there in a big way. When he arrived in any country today, he's treated like a diplomat. You don't join the queue. You, where are you coming from? So, well, how much in your account? Hallelujah. Yeah, so from here, where you are is not a challenge. Plan your life. When you go back home, everybody is in a rented apartment. Your parents, your siblings, nobody has a car. Nobody has 1 million naira in the account. It's not a challenge. But from there, plan your future to rise. Hallelujah. You may not have anybody today outside the country, but plan yourself that you will pay the visas of plenty people. Number five, no matter how wretched your situation is, there is something that God has sustained in your life to use to lift you. No matter how wretched, how battered, No matter how wretched, how battered your situation is, there is something God has left that He can use to what? Lift you. No matter how mesmerized, no matter even if you have had 34 abortions, even if you don't have a womb, even if you are ugly, your body has been spoiled by bond, or whatsoever bad, even if you are broke, you are already minus 1 million naira. That means you have borrowed a lot of money. There is something in your life now that God can use to lift you. That is what I say. What you have in you is what? Enough. Now, there are okay, let's look at two examples. 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 10 to 14. Hallelujah. 1 Kings 17, verse 10. There is always something in your life that God can use to change your story. No matter how bad it is. I want us to read it down to verse 14 together. So he arose and went to where? Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman, that means she has lost her husband, was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. 11, sir. Down to 14. And as she was going to fetch it, that water is free everywhere. Is that not true? That is normal. Well, water, that one she has it. Everybody can bring water. As she was going to fetch it, he called her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread. Bring me la fresh bread. Or something like that. Yes, thank you, sir. Verse 12. Now, that one require money. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son. That we may what? Eat and die. That was the only thing she had. After that one, she has already written her sentence. Alright, verse 13 now. And Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said. But make me from that bread a little cake. And bring it unto me. And after make for thee and for thy son. Hallelujah. So she was poor, had only one son, but then all that she had was a meal and oil. And then that was the genesis of her lifting. Come on, are we together? All that she had was what? Meal and what? That was everything she had in this world. The Bible says after that she was planning to die. 2 Kings chapter 4 verse 1 to 3 is the second example I'm giving you. There is always something in our life that God can use to lift us. Come on, hallelujah. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the son of the prophet unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead. Another widow, right? And thou knowest that thy servant feared the Lord, and The creditor, he feared God, but he was borrowing. You see that? The fear of God is not the love to make you financially prosperous. I seen it. He feared God. He was even a prophet. But he didn't practice the financial principles. That was what led him to borrow. Because borrowing is already a bad financial principle. Come on, are we together? Now the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be servants. Two sons. And Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me what hast thou in the house. And she said, thy handmaid hath not anything in the house but what? Save a pot of what? Oil. Verse 3, I believe all of us know the story. Look at your life. There is something, don't worry, very soon we'll do an exercise. There is something in your life that God will still use to lift you. I want to give you 8 examples of people that rose by something little. The first person is Moses. The only thing that Moses had was a rod. Exodus chapter 4, verse 2 and verse 17. Put 4:17. The only thing that Moses had was what? A rod. The Bible said, take, and thou shalt take this rod in thy hand, wherewith thou shalt what? Do signs. That was all that he used. Is that not true? Come on, is that not true? Hallelujah. Okay, number 2 is Jonathan and a battle. In 1 Samuel chapter 14 from verse 1 to 10. The Israelites were Jonathan in a battle. Hallelujah. The Israelites were accosted by Philistines and then they were surrounded by the Philistines people. And then Israel was already gone for. But then Jonathan picked one servant. The story is long. Hallelujah. It's 1 to 10. And then he said, let's go and dare them. He said, God is able to save with a little and God is also able to save with plenty. Come on, hallelujah. And then Jonathan won. The third example is the story of these two widows I told us. Number 4 example is the story of 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Matthew 16 from verse 9 to 10 gave us the summary of 2 times Jesus Christ used little to multiply. Some of you may only be having your 5 loaves and 2 fish. God can still use it to lift you up. Another one is David and Goliath. That was a little boy that he had. Everybody has given us 1 Samuel 17 verse 38 to 42. Number 6 is Jesus and his 12 disciples. Matthew 10 verse 1 and then Luke 6 13. They were the only people he used to win the battle. Gideon and his 300 armies. Hallelujah. Judges chapter 6 verse 12 and then verse 14. And then turning on the water and the wine, all that Jesus Christ had was water and wine. Hallelujah. Now, I want us to do a little exercise here together. Are we ready? I want you to mention 15 things that you think people use to make money. 15 things that you think people use today and they have money. 15. Tell it to me. Let me write it here. Number 1 is what? Ideas. Okay? Number 2 is capital. That is money. Everyone over from the congregation, please. What? Skills. Alright. Anointing. We are mentioning only 15. 5. Think about somebody that's wealthy from any of them. What? Connection. Yes. What? Power. What type of power? Political, diabolical. Huh? Or let us put power, right? Like all the power. Political, spiritual, and the rest. Yes. Number 7. What do you say? Confidence. How does somebody use confidence to make money? How? Okay, the person is bold. Okay, so how can it generate money? Eh? Okay, Agbero. No. Have you seen a millionaire Agbero? No. Maybe he's using the... He has something and then confidence is not like... Yes, an advantage. Yes, something like that. Yes, like even if you have confidence, coordination needs confidence. I don't know if you understand me, JJ. So I don't feel bad at all. Okay, all right. So let's leave that one out. Relationship, is it different from connections? Huh? What? Education, right? God bless you. Beauty. What? Sport. Okay.
Dress sense, correct. Communication skills. We have 11 communication skills. Okay, it's under skills. Okay, under that skills, let's mention some skills. Communication. Singing. What again? What? Dancing. Okay, craft skills. Craft. Okay. What again? Huh? Soft. What's the example of soft skills? Copywriting. Soft skills. Okay. But let's leave that. Okay. So another, we are 11 now. We need 4 more. Skills that people use, inheritance, right? Okay, inheritance. People use inheritance because your father, that one is, if your father is not rich already, you have missed that one. Is that not true? You have already missed that one. So, number 12. But maybe there could be somebody here that still have that as a potential. Number 12. At least in skills. But I've mentioned idea, capital, skills, anointing, connection, power, education, beauty, sport, dress sense, inheritance, yes? Business. What? What did he say? Wisdom. Huh? You said? We have written talent already. Have we written talent? Have we written talent? Okay, talent. 14, what? Gift. Talent, /talent/gift. You want to use wisdom. Another one. Yes, study is good. It's different from dress sense, right? Is it different from beauty? It's under beauty. Yes, beauty. Yes, beauty. Okay. Please, another one. We need just 2 more. Huh? Sleeping. Hi. Okay, let's bring it to Nigeria, please. That kind of thing, Nigeria. So let's say, from Nigeria, if you go to America, why demand? Somebody can be lucky and make money. I've seen in UK that people enter and eat and they get paid for eating. So that's just like, I mean, fat. So, farming, agriculture, huh? Game. And we have written sport already. Farming, agriculture. Huh? Okay, digital gaming. So we'll put gaming /sports/gaming. Right? Okay, number 15. Entertainment. Entertainment. Is that another one? Who said ICT? ICT. Okay. What again? Huh? Is that all? So ICT. Nobody mentioned bloggers, YouTubing. It's under skills. That's ICT, right? Okay, ICT. That is YouTube, Instagram, Forex, blogging, cryptocurrency. All of them under ICT. So we have 16 ideas now. Number one, I said it's ideas. Who doesn't have a brain here? See, everybody has brain, right? That means you can have an idea. True or false? But the fact that you have brain, that means you can have an idea. Number 2 is capital. Don't think of 7 million or 15 million naira. What you have is your capital. Even if it's 10,000 naira, even if it's 5,000, is a capital. So see that all of us have capital to start anything. True of us. Skills. All of us can talk. Who cannot talk here? If you cannot talk, you can learn. There are a lot of books on learning how to communicate. AY is a millionaire multi because of talking. Just by laughing, one seat, 1 million naira. Table, VIP seat, 2 million naira. And you have 50 people, that is 2 million times 50. AY Ibadan, AY Abuja, AY Port Harcourt, AY Lagos. That's not true. AY London. Talk by what? Talking. Singing. A lot of us here can sing. If you sharpen it very well, people will pay you to sing. There are people, you don't invite them until you pay some millions. And they come with their band of teams. So
For if you can develop yourself to a level you can be paid, you see that you have the potential, right? Why? Craft, man. You can do what liquid soap. Don't do it and put it in swamp water bottle. Package it well. You can do chin chin. All the ladies should be able to learn chin chin cake and all of the. Unless you are planning to kill your husband with akpu or rice only. Right? That is a skill and people can pay for it. Soft skills like computer. All of us here have laptop. At least you should. Many of us here, who cannot do Microsoft Excel? I know you don't lift up your hand. But Microsoft Excel, Microsoft Word again. What are the Microsoft Word? PowerPoint. Financial student will pay for somebody to do their PowerPoint for them. And then you have 2-1. Hallelujah. But if you have that skill, somebody can pay you for it. Another one is anointing. The reason why somebody saw money in my life is because I'm anointed. Not because I'm tall or because I'm from the north. That's not true. Anointing can buy things for you free of charge. A lot of things free of charge. Most of the things that men of God have is because they're anointed. Somebody else buys it for them. But that's the currency. That is why train yourself to be anointed by all means. In case you don't have everything at least. Right? Connections. That's why I taught on Friday, on Saturday on relationships. When you build relationships, you have connections. I know some of you have bad uncles and bad aunties. I cannot even remember, you understand. But somehow, you must have people you can be able to reach. Try and establish connections. It's very, very important. Now, how many of us will have one or two connections? Another one is power. Political power, diabolic power, spiritual power. Well, at least you can have spiritual power. Education. Most of us here are graduate. Almost all of us. The ones that are not graduate are undergraduate. Two of us. So we're educated. Beautiful. Every lady is beautiful based on the guy. Yeah, tell the truth. It's based on the guys. Because they say beauty lies in the hands of what? The beholder. I heard that ladies have different shape of hair. Some people is oval, some people is round, some people is straight, some people is... There are some guys that like rounded face. Any guy here that like a round face? Let me see your hands up. Any guy that like... Okay, you see Henry has a rounded face. Let me guys see that. Okay. I want to confirm. Alright, so that is a rounded face. How many of us like oval shape? See, oval shape. You see, you don't want round shape. How many of us have square... what's the name of that shape again? The listener. Square-headed shape for ladies. Guys, how many of us like it? Which one do you like? Oh, you, which one? Okay, how many of us like fat ladies? Guys, why don't I like fat ladies? See, ask them here, like fat ladies. Most guys that like fat ladies are small guys. Most often. So there are the people that like fat ladies. How many of you like tall ladies? Some like short ladies. Right? I don't like fear of black. Me, color is not my kind of thing. You see? That is something that you have that somebody needs, right? That you can make money. Or just to come out and catwalk and do beauty pageant. Do you know how much they pay them? That is big money, oh. So people just to do advertisement for a ring, just to put the ring in your... You have nice fingers like this. It can put you 6 zeros. You have straight legs like this. That is money already there. Okay, don't take care of your legs. Just continue. Hallelujah. You have dimples. They can just your face can be head cover for magazine, and that's serious money. Even for the guys, not legal. Even guys who can be handsome too. Don't know true. Guys who do Master Macho. Yes. You have beard leg. Okay, Chukuna, that's money. Because it takes a lot of discipline to build something like this. It's very, very difficult. Guys, it's not true. They're scratching the discipline to grow it, to keep it clean. But when they have your identity, that one lady is like beard gang. To build 6-pack is not easy. But when you have one, they will like you. So even guys, we have our duty. To be slim like me is a blessing in Jesus' name. Sport. How many of us can do one sport or the other? At least if you cannot do sport, you can learn Lido. You can learn what? You can learn gaming. There's how many ways you can learn gaming, right? Dress sense. Don't wear a purple green on lemon. You can learn it. Is that not true? Is learning dresses difficult? If you are wearing a black belt, you must wear a black shoe as a guy. You are wearing a brown belt, you must wear a brown shoe. You are wearing a plain shirt, then your tie must be striped or something like that. You are wearing a plain shirt, so not stripe, and then just like that, just looking like, don't look like a native doctor. You can learn it. At least a maximum of 3 colors on your body, maximum. And then if you are married a multicolored top, the trousers should be plain. Just simple dresses like that. Is that not true? That's what the ladies too, should can learn it. It's something you can learn. So all of us can have good dresses. Okay, inheritance, I will not blame you if you don't have that one because it's not your fault. You did not choose your parents. All of us, we are born into our family like that. I guess you don't have a method. So let us, out of the 16 we have, so let us start this one out. Because not everybody have. And then the Lord is well in Jesus' name. Business, you can register a business and do a business. Every one of us. Two of us. CAC, do they give regulation? Anybody, don't have 10,000 naira, you have your company. Anybody can do it. The richest man is into business. Dangote selling salt, cement, and what? Spaghetti. And sugar. These are the only things he's selling. Maggi. And the richest man in Africa. Bill Gates is selling computers. So everyone can do business, not only Igbo people. Is that not true? Another one here is talent and gift. Everybody has a talent. Everybody. Everybody has a gift. There is something you can do specially. Everybody. Two of us. Another one is farming and agriculture. All of us can farm. Everybody can farm. You can farm fish. You can farm what? Poultry. You can farm what? Snail. And people pay for it highly. What again? So all of us can farm. Rat. Imagine. Yes, grass cutter. Just to make grass cutter, the welder here do grass cutter machine for almost 200,000 naira. Just the cage for almost 230,000 naira. Yes. Cockroach, yes, that is not Africa anyway. But there are countries that eat cockroach. Another one is entertainment. You can make somebody laugh is a talent. You can just enjoy. There are people that can keep people company. Receptionists, people that can entertain you. Most time when my head is hot, especially when First Lady is not around, I look for comedy to watch. MC Lively. The decent guys, MC Lively and who again? What the guy? Yawa's Kid. That one, yes. Those decent ones, like those that are very, very cover. Yes, the money they make, you not believe. So you can entertain, you're making everybody laugh in your village. Make it good. And you will earn from it. And the last one is ICT. Every one of us, yes, so long as you have a phone, you have YouTube. So long as you have a phone, you have what? Instagram, you have Google. But then the only thing you are doing every time is to spend data. And then there are things you can do. Pastor Min was telling me of YouTube channels that are some that they make millions by teaching people how to cook. And then you can cook. That is one of them. There are many. You can cook very well. And then just make the videos and put it. And then you have enough level. Get the requirement. And then you begin to get paid. He was telling me the richest bloggers or YouTubers are people that just do with their children. Maybe they're doing their children is doing this one. And they keep using. And then they are billions in dollars. Are we together? So now we have mentioned 16 things. In those 16 things, which one is it that you don't have? Only inheritance, maybe. Are you seeing it? In all these 16, there is something that you have. That is why I say what you have is already enough. All you need to do is how to sharpen it and make it productive. Praise God. Come on, praise the Lord. So all you need to work is sharpen it. All these 16 things, if you want to get the list, you can get the message after and listen to it. Are we together? And then look at and say, how can I use anyone here to prosper? Look at any one of the 16 and then major on 2 or 3. Because you should have multiple sources of income. And then you see that you have all you need to be prosperous financially. Is that not true, guys? How many of us have gotten the level of understanding now? So how many of us will do something with what you just received? Because just hearing it is not enough until you go up and begin to do something about it. Then your life will change. Come on, hallelujah. I want to give you mindset to have after this. Number one is, Have a mindset that God is already has already been faithful to you by giving you these 15 things already. He's already faithful, alright? Number two, say that I will discern what I have and maximize it. Have the mindset that what I have, I will discern it and I will what? Maximize it. You will use what you have to grow gradually until you are where you need to be, until you have your breakthrough. Hallelujah. Use what you have, grow gradually. Grow gradually. Grow gradually until you will hit where God wants you to hit. God's blessing upon your effort will make it to prosper. When God multiplied that two loaves, that five loaves of bread and two fishes, you will discover that you prosper. You see, with these things, you will never beg again in life. See that you have what you need already. All you have is already enough. It's not true. Come on, guys, it's not true. We already have all we need to prosper. All you need to do is to put it to use. And when you put it to use, there is no limit that you can be. The level of use you put it in to determine how prosperous you'll get. If you make your talent exponential 30, people will pay you at that level. And then if you increase it to exponential, because what makes people wealthy is the number of people you can reach with your gift. If you reach a class of people, there's a level of money you can get. If you reach a class of people, there's a level of money you can get. Are we together? If you make your barbing shop two class, people can come and barb there 10,000 naira. Have you ever entered the barbing shop? The first time I went to the name of this place in Abuja. There's a place there. Yeah, how much they barb their hair? More than your alawi. Yes, true. Just, and then somebody just begging and doesn't feel like money. And the same clipper, nothing special. Well, because their place is strategically located and then they have classed it up. Here you are pressing 150, 200. But the same process. You can learn how to make hair and then make it classy. And then reach out to a particular class of people and you can become a millionaire by that. There is a woman here, some of us, if you are located, you may know her. She used to pass here with Moy Moy and then Gary every afternoon. You know her. She has built a house. House. By that. If you are beautiful, be classy, a rich guy will come and marry you. Because the rich guy likes beautiful wives. Is that not true? If you are honest and anointed, you are into the ministry, be really anointed. And then somebody can give you one honorarium that can be somebody's salary for 7 years. Two of us. That is the church we give you. And after the service, some people meet you and say, please, I was blessed. Take this. And then in one service, you can get somebody's 50-year salary. So just develop what you have. What you have is already enough. Are we together? Communicate. Develop your communication skills. I read a book, 750 pages, soft copy last year, on teaching on communications. And the woman was telling about her companies, about how she still contract for people. People, the guy that did introduction for Champions League, do you know how much they pay him? People that usher people in MCs like that, do you know how much they pay them? Serious money. I was listening to Ali about how much they pay him for just talking. Sharpen yourself to a level that people can pay for your skills. There is a level that people will not pay. But there is a level that they cannot but pay. Come on, are we together? If you're an instrumentalist, you can be top notch. It's only keyboard you can use to do example. You say, the person sing another song and then you're looking for key. Ding, 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 ding. You see that they will not pay you for that. You understand those of you? Have you ever been ding, 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 looking for key? No, if you are going, you know. You have to learn how to play on all the keys. G, F, C, what the name of this thing? Not N, transpose, right? Not transpose. There's a level you will get to that the people will hire you for concert. When they have concert, they'll come and what? Rent you. I know people that do like that for. Don't be good, they will rent you. So build yourself to a level that people will pay for your service. What you have, you already have it. There is nothing more you need. All you need to do is to sharpen it. If you are educated, let your certificate work. Are we together? Yes, use it and you will prosper. You discover that when you come to finances, you need less of prayer and more of information. With the information you will have, things will work. Prayer will come as a seal to give it a backing and a push to your destiny. Hallelujah. Who is promising me here that you never before? After hearing these kind of things. You see, the good part of every teacher or any pastor is to teach the people to prosper. That is what I'm doing. I'm teaching how to prosper on your own. So that all this urgent 2K will stop. Even as a lady, you can be a boss lady. Now we have 5 ladies that are CEO of banks in Nigeria. 5 of them. 5 of them. Ladies. You be there between slave and between slave here. Continue. When you made the CEOs. When they come do spreadsheet, what did they say? Have you ever seen ladies in all they have is beauty and they ask them questions? How many local government states in Nigeria have? Well, at the time they open their mouth, you want to drop your mic. A lady can be beautiful or she should open her mouth. Ah! You say this is beauty misrule. The head is what? Not empty. 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 Add brain to that beauty and you not believe where you go to. People will struggle to marry you. Only beauty is not enough. Because if you have beauty, they say, girls that doesn't have sense, her body will tell her. Don't know what they say. Because all girls will come and sleep and run away. Sleep and run away. Sleep and run away. But when you have sense to that beauty, that's the level where people will pay to marry you. Hallelujah. So anything that you have, you can use it to succeed. And then you will succeed. Start from where you are. From now, from this level, use what you have. I've always taught you the principle of not borrowing. Anything you don't have, don't borrow. Start from what you have. Grow from there. Don't borrow. Don't borrow to start anything. Little as you, if you have 2,000 naira to start a fish business, start with that 2,000 naira. There are people that have computer shop today. All they started with is they were photocopying for somebody before they got enough money to buy their first photocopying machine, before they bought the printer, before this, and today they have a company shop. So you don't have to borrow. Start as little. That was how I started church. I learned not to borrow. I will have borrowed to start to buy pulpit. Nobody starts church without. Have you ever seen church start without pulpit before? How many have seen church start without pulpit? At least they have pulpit. But me, I didn't have money to buy pulpit. People sit down there, hold my Bible in my hand, and then keep it in one of the chairs in front. And then I'll be preaching. That was all I started. No mic. I didn't even think of mic. You don't have pulpit. Is it mic you be thinking of? I started and I didn't borrow. And from there we grew to where we are, and we are growing. Don't borrow to start. Look at within your life. You have it already. Bring it out and you will succeed. I will see you in your success story. I will meet one of you one day and you will tell me that message that Sunday changed my life. That your mind has opened up. The money you have now in NYC, save it wisely. You discover you have a lot of capital already. To start with, if you save 10,000 naira every month, that is after you have 120,000 naira, 110. Right? And then you can actually save more than that. Okay, I heard that meal subsidy is not 10,000 naira. So meal subsidy is 10,000 naira. You save 10,000 naira, you have 13,000 naira to run. Plus your tithe, 3,000 naira. That means you have 10,000 naira to run. Your girlfriend should be able to know you are still a copper. Is that not true, guys? Don't kill yourself. I'm advising you. When she visits you, give her what you can offer. You should not be doing subscription of 5,000 naira or 4,500 by now, unless it is a business you are doing. Even as a lady, there are some years you should not make by now. Is that not true? Invest the money, buy low cost by style, and think it's making like this. Look, it's like fashionable. Just to invest the money. I'm reading you stories I've read that make people to succeed. I know people that have read their story became millionaire. You say, how they save their money? They were making hair, they were doing wool, they were doing this attachment, this, and then they rose. How can you be earning 33 and making here 6,000 naira, 7,000 naira? Where are you from? Unless you have external source of income, but it doesn't make sense. Calm down. When I met my wife, she was not doing any play. She was only wool. This Zere, what is the name of this? She was a CAC girl. But, you know, I know she was beautiful without that level of 13. You are still beautiful without doing bone straight or this kind of thing. Two of us. Were you doing? You are not doing it now. You know, we are in Vaseline. I don't know. No more. Flash you. Pleated skirt. But as long as you're so beautiful like that, are we not married today? You don't need to do 8,000 naira here. Save the money. Come on, all together. You don't need to wear a designer's clothes even till today. The designer's clothes, I have somebody that wants to do. If the person gave me the money, I won't go and buy it. Tell the truth. If he gave me the money, I said, go and buy it. One day somebody came and said, God said him to give me money to go and buy it. She gave me big money like that. I was wishing he had left. One day somebody bought a shoe for me and I asked him, how much did he buy? He said, 26,000 naira. He said, me? I did not say it out of what? In my mind. This guy will have given me this money. I know where you buy correct 8,000 naira shoe that time. That was 2016, no? I'm telling you. I said, me, I'll buy it. I said it in my mind. I didn't want it to hear. But I was like, God, give me this money. I know what to do with it. Where am I going to? Look, where am I going to with 26,000 naira shoe that time? People around me didn't even know the shoe 26. Only you that they bought it that you know. But the shoe is not looking 26. Expensive is not even look it. Is that not true? Somebody here can be wearing a Rolex. Do you know how much is a Rolex? Who knows the price of a Rolex here? If you see a Rolex, will you know it? But there are Rolex of 50, 100, 200, 250. Everything is a normal watch. It's people that know well this and that know this is expensive. So be calm. Use what you have onto. There is a level that you will rise that if you don't have those things, you'll be an insult. There is a day you will rise. That if you make a year of 30,000 naira, it will be an insult. You cannot even take it. That a day I will rise, that if you give me, he was telling me about a pastor, that if you buy a shoe of 50,000 naira, I will not even say, no. He has reason. But for now, build your wealth. Are we together? Now, build, a day will come, you will slay. But for now, build yourself. A real husband doesn't want you to be a spending machine. Hope you know that. Yes. When is he, when you make a guy discussing, how about this is my plan, this is what I was saying, this is what I'm doing. The guy will graduate towards you. My wife said, I will say, let me take you out now. The last time I visited her in Mina, she said she was hungry and we were passing Chicken Republic. Say, let's come down now, let's come down, let's see. I already withdrew the money. She said, no. I should give her, she'll go and cook for me. And then I knew that Chicken Republic, one meal was 1.5. And then I was supposed to pay, in that meeting we will have spent less than 5,000 naira. I gave her 3,000 naira, then we ate for 3 days without money. That is a wife. That is what? Yes. A day will come when doing something like that will be an insult. Is that not true? So by now, build your wealth. You have it already. You will not fail in life. You have too much information to fail. In Jesus' name. Now let's be on our feet and appreciate God for his word. And say, Father, we thank you. Let's thank you for... appreciate God for what he has already given you in your body, your mind, your around you. Tell him, Father, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Pray that, Lord, I receive the grace to activate it and to use it. I receive the grace. I receive the grace to activate it and to use it. I receive the grace. I receive the grace to activate it and to use it. As you use it, the blessing of God comes upon you. I receive the grace. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now don't forget, next Sunday, write the things you want to do to prosper financially. Bring them. Next Sunday is only for blessing and prophetic declaration on your businesses. And then from there we begin to prosper. And we begin to hear your success story. In the name of Jesus Christ. Your days of begging are over. Your days of financial scarcity are over. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
If you have been blessed, can you put your hand for Jesus as you take a seat?
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands.
you can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.